take this time to help prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper. And it's hard for me to ever ignore what's kind of going on right now, and today's Father's Day. And so happy Father's Day to all those that are fathers. But we think about our Heavenly Father at this time. And, when we think about, fathers in this world, I think about my father and the father I try to be, and I think what all fathers try to do, you think about and honor all the things that fathers do, each and every day, what they do for their family, for their kids, all that they do. The example that, I try to be for my kids, the example that my dad was for me, that's something that we always strive to do, and we honor that. And, of course, the love that fathers have for their family and for their spouse and for everything that they do. It's when we think about, the song that we just sang, the love that's so amazing and so divine, it's something that's truly remarkable that, we honor that here today as far as Father's Day, the example and the love that fathers show for their family. But we take this time to honor what our Heavenly Father has done for us. how can you even start to even try to capture all of that? It's really hard. It's a daunting task. I have just a few verses I would like to share with you that talk about our Heavenly Father and all that He has done for us. Let's just start in Isaiah 64, verse 8. O Lord, You are our Father. We are the clay, and You are our potter. We are the work of Your hands. Just think about God, our Father, trying to mold us and shape us into the best person that we can be, because our Father does truly love us and cares for us. 1 John 3:1, see the love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. I mean, just think about that. We are a child of God, a child of the Heavenly Father who loves us and cares for us. How great is that? I have a great father, and I'm thankful to be his son, but just how thankful we all should be to be children of our Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the Father who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by the Father. There's a lot of comfort going on in that scripture. But you know what? That's what our Heavenly Father does, because He is our Father and He cares for us. And He comforts us through all the things that we have to go through. He never promised this life was going to be easy. We have so many things that we have to go through, so many things we have to deal with, whatever it might be. We all have different things. But He is there to care for us and to comfort us, and so we can be example to others and be a comfort for them as well. James 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Every good and perfect gift that we have comes from the Father. So many gifts that I have gotten from my Father throughout my life, and it's not just stuff, but it's the gift of love, the gift of example, the gift of everything that I am, that I have learned. I'm thankful for that. But all these things that we have as part of our spiritual life, coming down from heaven, from our Heavenly Father, who cares for us and loves us, and He's not going to change that. We don't have to worry about Him changing His mind. He loves us, and those gifts come from Him. And then finally, 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. We're here gathered around this table to remember what Christ did for us, the sacrifice that he did, that he went through, that he hung upon the cross, that we are going to survey at this time. Jesus hanging upon that cross. But it was the Heavenly Father who sent Christ to this world to go through all these things. How hard could that have been? I can't imagine seeing either one of my boys go through something as horrible as that, or any kind of, you know, pain or torture or just going through hard times. That hurts me, I know that. But God sending his Son to die upon the cross so that we can be born again to a living hope. Wow. That's pretty awesome. And that's something that, you know, we gather on this table to honor Christ and his sacrifice. We are also honoring our Heavenly Father for him giving us his Son. How great is that? So this day we honor the fathers of this world. I extend to you that each and every day, every moment of your life, to be thankful and honor our Heavenly Father for all that he has done for us, and especially helping us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So let's survey that. As we survey this cross, we survey and honor God, honor Christ as we partake of this bread that represents the body that was sacrificed for us, and this blood, this fruit of the vine that represents the blood that was shed for us.